Brands on Brands.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Today we're talking to El Petrillo from Brand Builders Group. Check it out.
In a world where content is king and your reputation is your brand, how do you build a brand that matters? Welcome to Brands on Brands, a home for those that think different and push their boundaries. This is where branding that matters lives. Now, here is your host, Brandon Berkmeyer.
Hey, 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 what's up? Welcome to Brands on Brands. I'm Brandon Berkmeyer, your personal branding coach. And today is an interview show. We are talking live with El Petrillo from the Brand Builders Group. She is an acclaimed sales and personal branding expert who has committed her career to mastering both digital and offline sales. As a visionary founding member of Brand Builders Group, she assumes the role of a trusted advisor, harnessing her passion and expertise to catapult the personal brands of esteemed New York Times bestselling authors, of influential podcasters, of renowned speakers, political leaders, reality stars, and high-profile entrepreneurs. With over 1,000 in-office sales presentations and a pivotal role in scaling 2 8-figure companies, Elle's extensive experience and no-nonsense approach have earned her a reputation as a sought-after strategist and speaker. Her insights have been featured on Today in Nashville, Thrive Chicago, Authority Magazine, and Boss Babe, where she continues to make a significant impact in the industry. Elle's exceptional track record includes contributing to launches of best-selling books, assisting her clients in reaching 1 million followers, and multiplying their revenue by 5 times. A true virtuoso in the domains of sales, personal branding, and business consulting, she stands as an indispensable asset for those yearning to attain sustainable growth and redefine their ultimate path to success. That's who we're talking to today. I'll tell you what we dive into really is, what are the inner workings of how you make a personal brand? What is the process? What is the step-by-step? What are the different paths forward? Everyone's got a different path forward, depending on where you are at with your career, with your brand, with your business. And today, Elle and I dive into where to go, what to do, and what to prioritize. All that and more on today's show. Check it out.
Brands on Brands.
All right, let's get going. I'm excited to welcome our guest, El Petrillo, to the show today. El, first off, thanks for being here.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
And the reason I'm excited is we get to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is personal branding. And we get to really dive deep into how do you actually do this, which I don't get to talk about a lot. So let's start by setting the stage a little bit. What is, to you, the value of personal branding? Why does it matter?
Well, first off, you already have one. So either you're the one in control of what that personal brand is, or you're just allowing other people to tell you what it is. So that's one thing, is you already have it, whether you like it or not. But the value of personal branding is really being able to position yourself the way that you want to be positioned in the world. And that is to either create impact or to grow your business or to become more well-known so you can go live out your dream of X, Y, and Z. But ultimately, all a personal brand is the digitization of your reputation.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. I mean, I talk about that a lot too. I think reputation is absolutely connected to your personal brand. I think what's different for me, where I'd maybe say we take it a little step further in terms of the people who work on brands like you, is I think we add intention to that. We add some specific thoughtfulness around what are we doing with this reputation? The people that you are working with, when you're helping people with this kind of thing, what are some of the common questions you're running into that people are looking for clarity in this space?
Yeah, well, really, we at Brand Builders Group, that's the company that I work with, we work with mission-driven messengers. So it's not just anyone and everyone that we work with. It's really people that have this message inside of them that are on this mission to make impact in this world, a positive impact in this world. And so a lot of the questions that we get asked when we work with, and we work with like big names and celebrity brands, as well as people that are just getting started. So I think that's one of the biggest like misconceptions that people have about Brand Builders Group is if you go to our website, you see a bunch of power players and then they're going, well, I can't do this. Hey, guess what? These power players have been at it 15, 20, 25 years, which is why they're there. But at one point they were you. And so a lot of the questions I get is going, well, there's so many people out there that already talk about this. Like, is there even space for me? Or why does that person have all these followers, but I don't? Or how do I like become well-known where I walk into a room and people actually know my name, or they're talking about me when I'm not in the room in a good way, right? Like they're sharing things that they learned about me or what they experienced with me that was really awesome for them. Like, how do I do that? Or I've always wanted to be this speaker and I've always like been told I'm really great at on stage and I'm really engaging. So how do I get booked as a speaker? Or like, I want to write this book or I have this book that I wrote, but I don't know how to get it out into the world. And quite honestly, like, I don't even know if people would even buy it. So like, how do I even build this platform where I can put this out and get it in the hands of as many people as possible? So these are common questions that we hear every single day from people.
Yeah, it sounds like they're coming in from a lot of different angles.
They are.
And I think that's what's interesting about the personal branding space in terms of education and training is some people are speaking and starting there. Some people are doing social media content. Some people are presenting and training or consulting. How do you coach someone that can be coming in from so many different places?
Yeah, we have very specific customer tracks. So like we know that we are really best positioned. Our ideal clients either want to be on an author track, meaning that they are 100% all in on this book, that they want to launch it, they want to hit a bestseller list, whatever it might be, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, USA Today, like all of those things. And they're on this track to become known as an author. The other track are speakers. They're going, I want to be an international speaker. I want my primary business model to be speaking. I want to, you know, be on the road 100 dates a year on as many stages as possible. And that's my passion, my calling. That's what I want. Then we have people that are brand new to the space going, I want to build something. I don't know what it is, or I might have an idea of what it is, but I have nothing. I don't have clarity. I don't know what, have a business model. And this is brand new to me. And they're just getting started. And then the fourth track is someone who already has a business or maybe already has a brand in place. And they're going, I just want to pour fuel on it. It's not quite at the level I want it to be. I want it to get bigger. I want to build an 8-figure business or 7-figure business. And I want to keep doing what I'm doing. I just want to play at a higher level. How do I do that? And so each one of those tracks, we have a very specific process that we take them through that's based on what we call the brand builder journey. And so the brand builder journey is a 4-phase approach to building and monetizing your personal brand that focuses on branding, marketing, selling, and scaling. So a lot of companies out there, when they talk about personal brand strategy, they might just focus on like the vision and the business model. And like the amount of times I've heard that people are like, start with a freebie and then sell them this community and then sell them one-on-one coaching and da da da. Yes, that's one way to monetize a brand. That is a simple way to monetize a brand, not easy, but simple, right? However, that monetization strategy doesn't make sense for someone who's coming to us, who already makes 7 figures a year, who has passive income through investments. And, you know, they just ultimately want to build their brand to continue elevating their message and themselves and helping other people another income stream, but it doesn't make sense for them to go do coaching, right? And so a lot of times, when you work with personal brand strategists, like they're just focused on like the clarity or the visual aspects of branding, such as like colors and logos and whatever it might be, or they might just focus on funnels or your website or your social media content, or they may focus on like, how do you sell or how do you like create operations to scale this? And really, we truly take a comprehensive approach to all of it.
Yeah, I think that that's super valuable given where people can be in that journey. Absolutely. For the people who are more towards the beginning of the journey, I want to get into the like how do they even start? But kind of right after that, I think what's an interesting stage is when you have to say, okay, which of these paths do I want to go down? Because some people don't know if they want to be on an author track or a speaker track. How do you help people prioritize which of these tracks is right for them?
Most people aren't going to be on the author speaker track. That's going to be ancillary, complementary to the track that they're on. Most people aren't going to do that. Most are either going to already have an existing business. And we have clients who have a business, they are entrepreneurs, and they go, I don't want to speak. I don't want to do podcasts. I don't want to write a book. I just want to grow my business. Great. Let's do that. Right. So I would say most people are either going to be on the existing business track or a brand new business track. And then they might speak, they might write a book, but it's not where they're going all in on.
So for someone who's on an existing business track, what is the most important things that they should be working on at the start?
Clarity. It's every client. It doesn't matter what track you're on, it's clarity. Most people have cracks in their foundation. They either stumbled into something, had some success with it, kept going after it, and then realized what I built is not what I want. Or what I built is not scalable. What I built, like, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this grind every single day because I built it for it to be a grind. So most people have some cracks in the foundation. Like, for example, Lewis talks about this openly. Lewis Howes, when he came to us, he had 17 revenue streams. He was very diluted. He was running, had revenue streams that didn't light him up, that didn't excite him, that created a lot of stress, that weren't really scalable. And so the conversation was going, we got to focus. And that's when he decided to go in all in on his podcast. And that was his primary business moving forward. And then he had some other revenue streams that were ancillary and secondary. But you can see the crazy growth he experienced by getting that focus and that clarity. So I'd say with every single person, it's getting clarity of what problem do you solve? So I know you're going to get to this, like, where do we start? This is where we start.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you've had a successful brand for 20 years or not, we're still going to take you back here. You might go through it faster. You might be more clear than someone starting brand new, but we still have to go through it. So it's going in one word, what problem do you solve? That's important because people buy solutions to problems. If you don't know what problem you solve, no one else does either. Then it's going, what is your message in 6 to 8 words? This is not an external messaging. It's not a tagline. It's internally. This is what you know is the truth about solving this problem. Then the next thing is going, what makes you unique in one word? Like, what personal characteristic about you that is so unique that you have used it to apply or have applied it to solve this problem in your life? Then it's going into also, who are you solving this problem for? Like, primarily, and everyone's like, I've done this avatar exercise. I don't want to do it again. Da, 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 da. No one's done it the way we've done it. Hands down, I promise you, we go so detailed, so in depth with this, and not just demographics, but psychographics. And when people speed through that exercise, it bites them in the butt later on when they have to write copy and create content. When you really are diligent and go all in on that exercise, it makes it so much easier for you to write copy, write sales pages, create social media content, create your thought leadership and frameworks, because you know exactly who this person is. Like, you can share it with a friend and they go, oh, I know that person. So we got to know, who are you serving primarily, and then secondary and tertiary audiences. Then we're going to look at, how are you going to monetize? And that might mean we have to do a revenue streams assessment based on what you currently have, or it may mean we're creating something from scratch. So that's where we consider what we call paids and dares, which we can talk about in a little bit if we want to, but we really look at, what is the business model that makes sense for the type of lifestyle, your skill set, what lights you up, what you have the bandwidth for, what your long-term vision is, and where does this fit in, and how is that going to evolve over time? Then we look at, how do we package you? So that way, when people read your bio, they go, oh, that makes sense, right? Like, so if your bio is all about your corporate career and now you're like, I don't know, doing meditation, that doesn't work. So we have to package you for this new brand. Then we have to look at, how are we positioning the brand? What do we call the brand? What is the titles of it, subtitles? And a lot of people F that up because they want to be clever and cutesy, but that doesn't sell because it's not clear. And then we have to go into what do you say yes to and what do you say no to? Because one of the biggest reasons why people don't become more well known in their space is because they're diluted on their activity. They're either doing too many jobs, managing too many different profiles. Like I had a client this past week, last week, where she had like 6 different Instagram profiles. Like, what are you doing? Managing too many profiles. You're preaching too many different messages. You're serving too many different audiences. You're doing too many different jobs. So you have to get really clear of like, what do you say yes to? And what do you say no to when it comes to how you spend your time, money, energy, and resources? So that is where we start. It's getting super clear on all of those things that I just went on and on and on about. But that's where it doesn't matter, again, if you're brand new, if you've been doing this for a while, if you think you're clear, here's how I know you're not. I'll ask you what problem you solve and you'll tell me what you do, not what problem you solve. That is how, it's a very simple way to know if someone's clear or not. You'll give me your solution. You won't give me the problem.
I was just thinking about that. No, I was going back to that very, very beginning part that you talked about and thinking to myself, if they've been in business a while, what have they been getting wrong about the problem they solve? You know, I'm sure it's different for everybody, but I'm curious what themes seem to be coming up because they probably thought about this and that's how they built a business to begin with. You know, did it change or?
Yeah, what a lot of people build their business on is what people ask them to build their business on, not really what they want to do. And so it's not necessarily that they did anything wrong or they haven't had a successful business. They can. It's just that business isn't aligned with who they are, which then creates this internal dissatisfaction that they're struggling with. Or they're going, it is working, but I've plateaued. Or it's working, but I wanted to work better. And so that's where it's like, okay, well, that's why we have to dial this in as much as possible. Because for you to keep getting better, it's like, it needs to be super, super clear.
Do you think the problem that people solve changes over time?
No, I think that they're not clear on it from the beginning.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's a lot of problems an individual could solve, but is that really what they're best positioned to solve? Right. So like you and I were talking before this of going, yes, I can help solve the problem of, let's just call it self-doubt. I am one of the most confident mofos you'll ever meet. Like, and I can help someone with that. That's not what I'm passionate about. That's not what I feel like my purpose is. That's not my gig. And so I think that is example of like people do things because they can, doesn't mean they should.
Yeah, I like that. I think it's probably pretty true that a lot of people start businesses that they're like, this is where I can get paid right now.
Yeah, and sometimes you have to do that.
Yeah.
But for you to grow and scale and to be like lit up by it, that doesn't last.
Yeah, I think people do change and evolve and, you know, it wouldn't happen as often. I think the thing that you're passionate about that you really want to chase, your mission, your purpose, wouldn't, you know, maybe that changes every 5 or 10 years or never. But yeah, I think that strikes a chord for me, the idea that to start, a lot of us might have to, just to pay the bills, build something that pays the bills. And then when do you take the time to move forward and start to think about what you should be doing instead of what you could be doing?
Or maybe it's just how you're doing the business is different. So like we have a client that she every year for a decade launched the same course every single year, had a 7-figure launch every year, multi-7-figure launch every year. And after 10 years of doing that, she's like, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to change my business model. Her message didn't change. Her audience didn't really change. The problem she solved didn't change. Her business model changed. And so it's just going, let's reimagine what this business is going to look like in a way that like creates this sustainability for how you want to conduct your business that you're excited about.
Right. Because unless you're having an identity crisis and suddenly you're a different person, you're probably still chasing after some of the similar ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious what your perspective would be. What do you think keeps people from starting to take ownership of their personal brand and that journey?
A lot. People want it to be easier than it is. It's a lot of freaking work. I think we get sold on the idea of like, build a six-figure funnel in 30 days or, you know, have this launch and whatever. It's like, yeah, that might work once, might work twice. It's not going to work every time. And we just get sold on these, like, take this course, get these results really quick after this course. And it's like, that's not how it works. There's so many moving pieces. So I think part of it is, at least when I speak to people, some of the things that really hold them back is they don't really want to do the work and they didn't realize how much work actually goes into it. And quite honestly, building your personal brand, if you're going to monetize it, you're building a business. So you have to have that entrepreneurial spirit. I think there's, now I don't believe in this, but enough people talk about it, so it must exist, but I think it's a load of crap, is imposter syndrome. So there's a part of that. I think it's the, they don't have the vision for the long term. Right. So it's like the, they want the instant gratification under instead of the delayed gratification. I think they don't have people that get it in their life. And so when they kind of talk about it, they have so many people in their life that like tell them it's a dumb idea or why would you want to do that? Or, you know, that doesn't make any sense. Like you're on this track and you're doing really well. Like, why would you even want to take time to do that? So I think it's a lot. Ultimately, at the end of the day, it's a bunch of excuses. And this is why I say, even though everyone has a personal brand, I don't truly believe that everyone should invest their time and money and energy and resources into building one. So I think it really takes someone with a lot of vision and someone who has this burning desire inside of them that they can't shake to go do it.
Yeah, I imagine one of the fears is, you know, like, yeah, that this has been done before. How do I stand out in that sea of sameness? And you touched on that a little bit, but I'm curious, how do we find our position? How do you help people figure out what makes them different?
Yeah. Well, I think what's really funny is like people go, there's so many people out there. It's like, how many leadership books are there out there?
A lot.
And they don't stop. Right? Like it just keeps going. If you look at the list every single week, it's like, there's another leadership book out there. And so I think that's where it's like, if you think about Jocko, right? His uniqueness is ownership. Hence the book, Extreme Ownership. It's just like, if you look at John Maxwell's stuff, I mean, his titles are awesome, but it's like, to me, he's really positioned himself as like, the gold standard of leadership, hence that book, Leadership Gold. So I think part of this is going, there is a market for anything. And instead of, there's two schools of thoughts. You either go to where there's already an audience and then you create a business for that audience, which we don't believe in. We go build the business you want to build, and then we will build the audience for it. And that's where we're at. But how you find the uniqueness is we go through a very long process of like, your entire life. You know, we do these sessions that are called brand intensives. And this is kind of typically where like our more high profile clients will invest in a 2-day intensive with us. And the first, I kid you not, like 3 hours of that intensive for finding your brand DNA, we're literally listening to their life story. And what will happen is you'll see patterns throughout their whole entire life story of things coming up, and their response to it and how they handled it is over and over and over and over again, the same. It's wild. And so part of that is just going through a series of exercises of looking at like, what have you always done in your life that's different? So for me, like my personal uniqueness is conviction. Like I get so crazy convicted in something and won't let go. I'm like a dog with a bone with it. But that is just, not everyone's like that. And not everyone is like, I'm trying to think of, I had another client who, hers is sexiness. Like she's really embraced her sexiness and like has used that in how she moves her body and communicates and like helps other women. And, you know, so it's going to be different for everyone, but, or not everyone, some people have the same one, but it's really shows up in like, what have you always done in your life?
Yeah.
Like, and I've battled through like compassion is one of mine, but that hasn't always been, that's come later on in my life. That hasn't been in me since I was a child. typically your uniqueness is something that has been in you since like you were little.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. There's a lot of personality traits, things that we think of make us different. And how do you apply that lens to your space, to your category? I like the combining of the personal life and personality with the category you're in, or the subcategory, or the behavior you want to tackle within the category, like ownership or something like that. That makes sense to me. I think when people hear that you do these intensive sessions at the Brand Builders Group at brandbuildersgroup.com, they probably want to ask, Brandon, where do you sign up for some of these things? And I do want to let our listeners know that if they go to freebrandcall.com/L, that's E-L-L-E, there is a free strategy call with the team that they can schedule right now. What is that like?
Yeah, so this is just an exploratory call. It's really broken into three parts. It's the first part is us getting to know you, right? Meaning, where are you at? What's your vision, your goals? Why are they important? What's holding you back from them? Just kind of get a full picture of you, because really what we're looking at, we don't just work with anyone. We work with people who really, truly care about making impact. It's mission over money. We want to make money and we want to make a difference. But if you're coming to us of going, I want to build this influencer lifestyle brand so I can travel the world and make a bunch of money and not really have to do it, it's like, that's not who we are. There's other people that do that. That's not us. So we're really trying to get a sense of who you are and what your vision is and why this is so important to you, to see, are we going to be the best fit for you? And if not, we're going to share with you who we think would be. Then we're going to walk you through the process that we take you on to go. Just because we believe we can help you, the other flip of the coin is going, do you want us to help you? Right? Like, do you like our journey? Do you like our process? Are you bought into it? Because that has to align. We have to make sure this is like a 50-50 partnership. You're 100-100. And so then we take you through that to see, is this a fit for you? And then if it is, we'll talk through what the best option is, because we have three ways that we work with people. One way is an intensive. One is where we have this online virtual, like you just go at it at your own pace. And then the other is our flagship, which is our pro membership, which is all inclusive, super comprehensive, soup to nuts, everything you would need, where we partner with you on this journey. And quite honestly, I think it's the best membership that's out there on the market, because we looked at everything and go, what are all the things that people are buying and how do we create something that has it all? And that's what we did. And so that would be the other thing. And so we would just share with you the one or two recommendations that we think we would best serve you at. And you can decide if you want to move forward with that or not. It's super low pressure. It's actually really a lot of fun to have these conversations. And ultimately, you decide if you want to move forward or not.
Awesome. Yeah. Obviously, if that's interesting to you, just check it out. It's a free call. It doesn't cost you anything. freebrandcall.com/L-E-L-L-E. Check it out. Jumping back into it, we talked a little bit about business models, and obviously a lot of the people that come to you already have them. I'm curious your thoughts, since you've seen a lot of them and you've seen some people who do come who are curious what that should be. What are some of them that stand out to you as kind of the, I don't know what the best way to describe it is, but maybe the go-to path starting out?
It's usually trading time for money, right? It's services. You know, one of the things I kind of want to go back to with this, I had a client last week and her book is actually right on my desk here. So it just popped in my mind. She's been at this for like 3 years, hardcore, like doing really well. But she was like, our business model, just everything seems so off with it. And this woman has been a corporate exec for 20 years. And the coaches she's worked with in the past kept pushing her, because she wrote a book, to build a B2C business. And after going through the exercises with her, it was very clear that B2B needs to be her market. That's what she knows. That's what she loves. That's where she's respected. That's where she has community. And so I think a big part of this is, when you're starting out, is going to where people already know you and love you and you have a reputation. Don't try to go so far outside of the box. And like, it's just going to be more resistance, harder, right? You have to break through the wall, what we call Sheehan's wall. So I think part of this is, again, getting clear on, who are you best positioned to serve? And then when it comes to creating a business model, there's five ways to monetize your brand. It's through products, ads and affiliates, information, deals, and services. When you're starting from the beginning, if you don't have an audience, so for example, I have one of my best friends, she hasn't proactively built her personal brand. She's organically built her Instagram to 100-something thousand followers. Her TikTok is way more than that. And so for her, she has a platform that ads and affiliates would make a lot of sense for her. She wanted to do an information product that would make a lot of sense for her because she already has an audience who are raving fans. Most people don't have that. Most people are starting with just their network. And so if that's you, the fastest path to cash is going to be services, which is coaching, training, consulting, retreats, speaking, whatever it might be. It's trading time for money.
Yeah. And I'm kind of curious now, the person you mentioned, we don't need to mention their name, but someone who goes back to corporate or that was, you know, like a previous, call it an industry, what would they do? Because without saying, okay, now, will I just do freelancing of the thing I was doing full time? Like, how do they?
Oh, she actually still works as a corporate exec and her company is extremely supportive in her building her brand. And so what she does is she does speaking and training.
Yeah.
Like that's what she does.
So yeah, I like it because it's complimentary.
What she wants to do. Yeah. She doesn't want to coach one-on-one. She doesn't really want to do group coaching. She wants to work with corporations and corporate leaders in their business.
I think that's the hard part for a lot of people. They're thinking about personal branding and they don't realize that they can potentially do both. Start while they are still in a job and add on a couple of things that they've been wanting for.
Yeah. Well, what I'll say too, I had a call yesterday with someone who is in a corporate finance world and, you know, it depends on your industry and what company. This woman is very lucky to be in a company that is supportive of it, but she's made it a win-win for them. She's incorporated them in her talks, in her podcast interviews, in her, like, she raises awareness of the company with her brand. Not everyone chooses to do that. When you don't do that, it makes it harder for corporations to be supportive of it, right? So I was sharing like my personal brand that I'm currently building about to launch my website. Everything I do is aligned with Brand Builders Group. So obviously, Rory and AJ, like it's going to only generate leads to Brand Builders Group. I'm not using it to build another business. Now, she is using it to build another business, but it also raises the profile of the corporation she works with, which makes it a win for them.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think if there are more companies that were trying to build thought leaders and better employees, people would flock to want to work with them. You know,
yeah.
There's like models that have already proved that out.
Yeah, well, corporations are on the rise where they want their senior leaders to have a brand. They want them to have a message. They want them to have content that they're putting out there. And these leaders are going, I don't know how to do this, right?
Yeah. Let's talk about content for a sec. Yeah, thank you. And let's talk about content for a second. We're wrapping up here, but we didn't talk about this. I mean, it's fine. We talk about social media and content a lot on this show, but I'm curious your perspective on the utility of it. There's more people than ever creating lots of content on many platforms. So how should we be using these different channels to communicate and why?
I think it's people overcomplicate social media, right? Like we actually did just internally do a training for our clients on 12 ways to go viral. But so much of that is clarity. So much of that is having your presentation, like, or when you put out content, being able to evoke emotion, whether that's laughter and joy or like sadness and, you know, whatever it might be, but being able to, when you are presenting your content, doing it in a way that you're driving people to or emotionally getting them bought into you. It's also what you title or you're captioning your content. But I think when you're just getting started, social media is just one small tool. It's not the end all be all. So you have to be clear, you have to be consistent, and you have to do a lot of it. Like that is what you do with social media. It's being clear of what your message is, who you're talking to. You consistently show up and then you just do a lot of it. And then over time, it catches and it builds up. There's no like secret to it. And I also believe that you don't have to be on every platform, y'all. Like you don't have to be on the Threads and Instagram and TikTok and I don't even know what's all out there, LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook. It's, you don't have to do all of it. You have to go to where your audience is. So for example, the woman with the B2B thing, she needs to spend her time on LinkedIn. Don't worry about anything else. Just really build your LinkedIn audience. And I think that's where people get confused is, you know, because they all want to be Gary Vee, who I love and admire and respect. But he has a lot of money that he's doing. He's built a media company. Most people, that's not their business model. And they don't realize by him doing that, his business model is the media company. It's not a coaching program. It's not speaking opportunities. It's like, that's his business. And so I think we just all overcomplicate it. One of the biggest things I hear from people on these calls that we do is, well, I just hate social media. Like, I don't want to be on social. And it's like, you just say that because you think you hate social. You don't really hate social because there's so many opportunities when you embrace it and you get to control your experience on it. That's what annoys me the most is people like get annoyed because they see this content. I'm like, you control that. But I bring all this to say is that social media is a business tool. I hate email. Guess what? I still have to use it. People hate QuickBooks. Guess what? They still need it to run their business. I hate doing any sort of website maintenance. Guess what? That's necessary to having a functioning business. So if you really want to build a business with your brand, you just have to embrace it and go, it's a tool that there's a time and a place for. I have a system for it. I use it. And I don't get all caught up about the fact that it's like sharing my life.
Yeah. And you may hate attention, but your business loves it. So
yeah.
So personal question for you, as someone who's out there, like all of us are, working on your own personal brand and your own business, what are some things that you are excited about and maybe something that's just a bit of a pain in the butt in doing it for yourself?
Yeah. What I was excited about this year, a speaking request came in for Rory, and I handle all of our company's speaking requests currently. And that person did not have the budget for Rory. And so the next step was pitching our CEO, AJ, and then it was pitching myself. Now, AJ she has young kids at home. Like, they don't really want to be on the road speaking unless it's like an opportunity they're really excited about. So then I pitched myself for higher. I had just recently increased my fees, pitched myself for the highest I did and landed it. And I know the only reason why they didn't blink an eye for once is not because of who I'm associated with. It's because I had my speaker press kit locked down. My website is tight. It's still a work in progress, but it's pretty tight. It looks pretty good at first glance. I'm clear on what I do. And I was able to, like, in my experience, I was able to confidently ask for it. But it's because I also had my marketing assets in place. I've been doing podcast interviews like this. So they were able to, like, pull up some of my past interviews that they're going, we love you. Like, we love your personality. We get a feel for who you are. You're going to be great. And it was the easiest keynote sale probably of my life of someone who had not seen me speak before live. And it was for the highest thing. So to me, like, what's exciting is I'm seeing the stuff we teach clients and we work with clients to do play out in my own life. Y'all, this shit works. But I think that that's probably one of the most exciting things for me recently. And then one of the challenges, it's like anyone else, right? It's time. It's focus. It's, you know, there's only so many times I can look at myself on my screen when I'm working on my website that I'm like not sick of myself. And it's, I've gotten to a place where I think so many people feel like everything has to be done yesterday. I personally have touched my website once in the last 2 months because things have been really busy. And I'm going, I'm okay with that. It's going to get done. There's no timeline here except for the one I put on it. And I just take it piece by piece. It's like how you eat an elephant is piece by piece, right? Bite, 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 bite. And I think that's where people get so stressed out with their stuff is they're putting these arbitrary timelines on when things need to get done. When I'm more about be consistent, show up, do it as you make time for it, and like remove all of that pressure from yourself.
Yeah, I love that. I appreciate you sharing that and sharing your time with us today. Wow. I don't think there's any better investment you can make than in yourself. And I think you've embodied that and have helped teach some of that today. Any parting words for our listeners?
No, I just say connect with me, y'all, on LinkedIn. It's L Petrillo, P-E-T-R-I-L-L-O, or Insta, same thing with an underscore in between. But thank you for having me. It's been awesome. And if y'all have questions, you know where to find me.
Perfect. And thank you all for listening. And as always, you can catch us next time.
You've just taken your marketing knowledge to another level with this episode of Brands on Brands. But we have plenty more ways to help you build a brand that matters. Head over to brandsonbrands.com for resources, as well as access to our blogs, videos, and exclusive coaching sessions with your host. Be sure to visit brandsonbrands.com.